with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Police continue to investigate the sudden death incident that took place on the 23rd of December and say they can now identify the deceased as Seth Anthony Rivers, a 36-year-old man who resided in West Bay. The RCIPS again expresses condolences to the family, and circumstances of his passing are still being investigated. Anyone with information is encouraged to call the Georgetown Police Station at 949-4222. Anonymous tips can also be provided directly to the RCIPS via their confidential tip line at 949-7777. Tourism in the Cayman Islands surged in November with 37,154 stayover visitors, up 7.5% year-on-year, and total visitation climbing to almost 134,000. Cruise arrivals rose modestly, supported by new ship calls from Virgin Voyages and Celebrity Cruises. Canada delivered standout growth with 16% thanks to expanded seat capacity from Air Canada, WestJet, and Porter Airlines, adding new routes in December. The U.S. also performed strongly with arrivals up 7% following the return of American Airlines overnight Miami service. Year-to-date, stayover visitors reached 396,000, a 2.5% increase. Tourism tax revenues rose nearly 7%, reflecting gains. Officials say expanded airlift and strong demand positioned the Cayman Islands well for the 2025-2026 winter season. The Civil Aviation Authority issues a heads-up for airlines and operators flying into Cayman. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has the details.
The Civil Aviation Authority of the Cayman Islands is reminding airlines that updated permit procedures for flying into Cayman are already in force in a notice issued earlier this month. The authority says foreign operators must now use a single consolidated foreign carrier permit application covering ad hoc blanket permits and verification letters with built-in dangerous goods and TACS declarations and a requirement to spell out which legs of a flight are carrying passengers. Regulators also reiterate longstanding rules that commercial pilots on international services cannot operate beyond age 60 for single pilot flights or 65 in multi-crew operations, with medical checks every 6 months after age 60, and that fractional ownership flights must hold an operating permit or be covered and reported under a verification letter. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, Elizabeth. The authority is also reminding the public of its New Year's operating hours. On Wednesday, the office will close to the public at noon and will remain closed on New Year's Day. Regular business operations resume on Friday, the 2nd of January. New regulations for the Postal Service include an increase in fees.
The approval of these regulations represents a turning point for the Cayman Islands Postal Service.
The Ministry of District Administration and Home Affairs has secured Cabinet's approval for the Postal Amendment Regulation 2026 revision. Minister, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta.
Postal services have played an historic and essential role in the development of the Cayman Islands, connecting our people, our businesses, and our communities to the world. As the industry continues to evolve, it is critical that our postal service evolves with it. These amendments ensure that the postal service remains financially sustainable, internationally compliant, and well-positioned to support modern commerce while preserving its long-standing role as a trusted public service for Caymanians and residents.
Acting Postmaster General Melissa Martinez Ebanks tells Radio Cayman the approvals represent a significant step in modernizing Cayman's postal service.
By aligning our services and pricing with international standards, the CIPS is well positioned to remain competitive and to strengthen its reputation as a modern, efficient postal operator and a leader within the Caribbean.
So what's changing? Starting the 2nd of February, there will be new postal products, including optional additional liability coverage and a return service. Looking at fees, the domestic parcel rate are being updated. There will be a 50% discount for residents sending inter-island parcels and an increase to the post office clearance fee for parcels from $1 to $3. Other changes include simplified international pricing and administrative updates like revised fees for postbox reactivation. The holidays saw a small increase in local gas. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, self-service regular gas is $4.98, down a penny since its last check on the 20th of December. The average price for premium service was unchanged at $5.52, and diesel is up 1 cent to $5.35 a gallon. According to Offreg, you can find the cheapest self-service gas at Brown's Industrial Park, where it's selling for $4.79. That's unchanged since the 20th of December. On the diesel side, Refuel still has the best value at $4.96. In Cayman Brac, folks are paying $5.77 for regular, while drivers in Little Cayman are paying $6.96 a gallon. Log on to offreg.ky for the full breakdown. And after three good ratings in a row, Lighthouse School is able to skip the full inspection this year. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller explains more.
Office of Education Standards inspectors visited Lighthouse School, determining that leadership continued to be, quote, consistently strong and increasingly visionary. Quality of teaching remained good overall, as did student progress. Lighthouse was founded back in 1976 by the National Council of Social Services to meet the, quote, educational requirements of children with special education needs. And OES inspectors visited the site in early November, when there were 119 students on roll between the ages of 5 and 17. The next steps include continuing to refine and strengthen self-evaluation to, quote, ensure it is explicit and concise and judgments are clearly aligned with the evidence, as well as to deepen the analysis of whole school progress with, quote, particular focus on triangulating outcomes with the quality of teaching and learning. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Only schools that have received two consecutive judgments of good or excellent qualify for an interim audit. Lighthouse School earned good judgments in 2019, 2021, and 2023. For more, head over to oes.gov.ky.
Native plants belong in our community, our schools, and our public spaces.
It's a landscaping upgrade at the Batabanu Cemetery in West Bay, with government recently planting 100 native plants like duppy bush, rosemary, and mahogany. Chief Officer for the Ministry of Environment and Sustainability, Tamara Ebanks, tells Radio Cayman these species were chosen because they carry, quote, historical and ecological significance.
This planting is particularly poignant, and I hope that the plants will be enjoyed at the cemetery for many years.
The event at Batabanu Cemetery was the last of the year for the National Tree Planting Program, which has planted 241 trees across Grand Cayman since 2024. Acting Deputy Chief Officer Hannah Reed.
Our colleagues in the Recreation, Parks and Cemeteries Unit also played a vital role in organizing this tree planting. And we'd also like to thank our vendors, Caribbean Blooms, for supplying the native plants, and Green Cut Landscaping for managing the landscaping.
Finally, Cayman is mourning the loss of its best-known seafarers and a newly invested national honoree. On Monday, former sea captain and port director Captain Paul Adolphe Hurlston died at the age of 94. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin tells us more.
This past January, Captain Paul Hurlston crossed the National Heroes Day stage to receive the Companion of the Order of the Cayman Islands, recognizing decades spent at sea and years overseeing Georgetown Harbor. For Captain Hurlston, that life at sea began when he was barely a teenager.
Well, I went to sea at 15. We were poor. Cayman was very poor. You can't believe this is the same place.
From there, he rose through the merchant fleet to command deep-sea vessels and later returned home as port director, helping guide tankers, fuel ships, and cruise tenders safely into Cayman's main port.
This is the Cadillac of the sextant. I still got three sextants. That's a measured altitude of the heaven above it. And then you had to have the chronometer, which was a fine clock, because every 4 seconds of time would put you out of 1 mile nautical mile, so you had to be accurate.
That precision shaped the way he read winds, swells, and reefs long before GPS, and informed the caution he voiced in public discussions about cruise port plans and coastal development.
I think it's very important. I'm a navigator. If you don't know where you are, how can you plot a course where to go? You must know where you start off from. That's very important.
In later years, he shared that lesson with younger officers and museum audiences, becoming a living record of Cayman's maritime past and a reminder to a fast-changing Cayman to know its true position before deciding where to go next. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
The government is expected to announce official tributes and other details in the coming days. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.